kiss your head in the morning, make you breakfast in bed while you're yawning. And I don't do everything how you want it, but you can't say you're mad, don't be on it.
Cause I know true love ain't easy,
ain't easy.
Girl, I know it's you cause you complete me,
complete me.
And
girl,
I just don't want you to leave.
No, I can get it, girl.
Even though I give you reasons, cause baby sometimes
I can tell just by your face this part of us been gone for so long. And I know there's no replacing what we had going on for so long. But when it hurts, I can make it better. Girl, if it works, it's gonna be forever. We've been through the worst, made it through the weather, our problems and pain.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Lil Ken up here reporting live at the What That Mouth Do podcast, man. And if you like that track by Jeremiah, y'all make sure y'all come out July 29th to the Seattle Bar over there on 6922 Harrisburg Boulevard. Make sure y'all check out Houston's Hottest Females DJ. They're going to be playing R&B all night long. So come on and get your grown and sexy on. I'll be in the building. My team will be in the building, man. All night long vibing to the hottest Houston female DJs in Houston, man. The hottest Houston female DJs, bro. All night long, they playing R&B, man. Like I said, that's July 29th at the Seattle Bar. Address is 6922 Harrisburg Boulevard. But hey, man, say, man, without further ado, it's your boy Lil Ken up, and this is that What That Mouth Do podcast, man. Yes, 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 man. If you don't know already, it's your boy Lil Ken up, man. Follow me on Instagram at Lil Ken up. That's the @ LilKenUp, man. Now, today, man, I'm gonna be joined by some guests later on in the show, but let me get my time to myself, and that's what I'm doing right now, man. It's my time. So, I got some topics here for y'all today. Today, man, let me just go ahead and give y'all, the rundown. First, we're going to go ahead, we're going to talk about laziness in America, because I'm tired of that shit, man. Tired of everybody being so lazy, and everybody want to blame Trump, blame whoever in the office, Trump, Obama, no matter who it is, they want to blame that person, but it's really not up to them. I'm going to inform y'all on that a little bit later. We're going over that. We're going to go over money in relationships, how big of an effect is money in your relationship. We're going to go over that, the relationship between the two. And also, last but not least, we're going to go over the NBA free agency, because there's been a lot of shit going down this summer. I want to get y'all thoughts. I want to get my guest thoughts on that, man. Just see how they feeling, see who they vibing with this NBA season. But, man, without further ado, let's get right into it. It's your boy, Lil Ken Up, What That Mouth Do podcast. Hey, man, say, man. So, first thing I want to talk about is laziness in America, man. It's at an alarming rate right now. Like, and I don't want to blame Trump. Like, it's been like this for a minute, even while Obama was in while he was in the office. Like, everybody just settle. Y'all settle, and y'all wait. Y'all do the same thing y'all been doing for the last 5 years, and then y'all wait for somebody else to change it. Y'all wait for that new job. Y'all wait. But, man, it's time to stop waiting, bro. Let me give y'all some numbers real quick. I just want to give y'all the numbers of people on welfare in America. Now, I couldn't just find the overall population, so they singled it to white or black. I'm not discriminating. I'm not trying to put white in one category, black in one category. I'm going to give y'all both. And like I said, it's not a comparison type thing. I just want y'all to know the numbers. So in the public housing, so which that is a Section 8 where they give you housing and stuff like that, it's about 13% of them are white. 37% of public housing is black. With the Head Start, I don't know what that is. I'm going to skip that. All right, food stamps. 21% of the white America are on food stamps. 27 blacks. Like, listen to these numbers, bro. Listen. Unemployment insurance. 25% white, 14% black. Like, these are some pretty high numbers. Unemployment, even that 14% black is amazing. But 25% of them are white. Keep this in mind, bro. 25% unemployment. Now, look at this. Small business. Did you know that 60% of jobs are created by small businesses? So that unemployment number shouldn't be that high at all. It only takes a few people, a few hundred, a few thousand people to get off their ass and just start trying to come up with ideas, come up with a new business. Because small business is what's going that is what is this country economically is going to keep building it. That's what makes us stronger economically, is coming out here getting these small businesses. We can't expect these corporations and these big monopolies to take care of us. We can't keep expecting Apple to do this, do that. We can't keep expecting Disney to do this and do that. We have to almost come up with something as small business owners, as small people, as a little guy. Like I said, it takes just one little guy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 100,000. If we got a lot of little guys out here, it's going to make us better. And we don't have to look at these big brands. Because these big brands don't give a fuck about us, man. They don't. And that's why I said, get off your ass, start a small business. 60% of jobs are created from small business owners. Man, just think of that number, bro. Think of that. There's another statistic I had here, right here. Oh, right here. It says that 27% of businesses they aren't able to receive funds. But if you don't know, man, it's plenty of websites. If y'all won't, I'll put this on my Facebook for y'all. Don't forget to follow Lil Ken Up Facebook. Lil Ken Up, go like it. And or the What That Mouth Do podcast on Facebook. Go like that as well. I'm going to put up a whole bunch of places where you can get loans and all this stuff to financial businesses, man. That's not an excuse, bro. That's not. Did you know that they accept, and this is for my black people. Like I said, I know I said I wasn't going to break y'all up. But look at this number right here, man. Out of the people, this is from 2015. They did a breakdown on the genders and stuff like that of who received, who has a higher approval rate for these business loans to start your own business. 71% of them, I'm sorry. 71% are male owned. 29%, of course, what's it called? But was it 57% are approved from black-owned men. So, like, they accepting us, black people. We just got to go out there and do the shit. Like, they are accepting us. But you just got to be able to go out and do, like, I'm just so tired of people just vote. Voting is not enough. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Voting is not enough. Voting and going to the welfare office is not enough, man. This is what I'm tired of. Not just from black people, but from all my minorities and even not even minorities, even white people that's at the bottom that just settle. I'm tired of settling, man. I'm tired of settling, doing the same shit over and over, and you watching the news expecting shit to change. Shit's not gonna change. You gotta get off your ass. You gotta start going out there and making a difference. We can't just vote and just sit back and think shit is gonna change. Well, when has the politics ever did anything for us? Never. I don't give a fuck who's in office. Obama, Trump, whoever. We as small business owners, we as citizens of the United States have to get out and go and make a change. And that starts by owning more small businesses. By owning more businesses, period. When you own more businesses, you get more say-so. We can affect the stock market. We can affect the economy. But you gotta go, you can't affect the economy if you're on welfare. Use that welfare check to your advantage. If you're getting a check every month for unemployment, stack that check up. Stop going out and buying Jordans and cars and jewelry to look cool. Man, start a business, man. Make a difference for you and your kids. That's how you make a difference. You don't change people's life by giving them money. You change people's life by giving them opportunity. That's what more black people need. We don't need more money in the community. We need more opportunity in the community. That's what we need. We need for all these business owners that's around these neighborhoods to not try to go into corporate America. We need you right here in the hood. We need you right here where we're struggling at. Because we need more job opportunities out here. So we don't have to worry about our kids being out in the streets because they have a job to go to. That's what we need. We need more job security. And these corporations are not going to provide that for you. I'm sorry to say. Once the stock market go down, once the business start going down, they're getting rid of your ass. But if you got a small business owner, he's going to do whatever the fuck it takes to make sure the business up and running. Because that's probably all he got. Most small business owners, that's all they got. Most small business owners only are in this for, you know, 2/3 of all business owners, small business owners, are probably only doing it for about 2 years. Yeah, I know that sounds kind of scary, and I'm just asking y'all to go ahead and take faith and start your own business. But 2 years. 2 years. You think he's not going to try? It's only 2 years that he think he's going to be in it. So he's going to try. He's going to work his ass off to make sure that he lasts. Because that's all he probably got. That one business is probably all he got. He might have a little here and there and there and there and there after he's established. But them first couple, that's all he got. So he's going to make sure hell, nothing stops him from making sure he's successful, bro. And that's not how the corporations work. Corporations, they got shit. They established. They got shit already. They got a board of people that make the decisions. The small business owner, he's working by himself. He needs more help. And that's what we need to look more, man. Look to help more small businesses. Looks to, what's it called? Look help to help more small businesses. Look to grow more small businesses. Look to create more small businesses. That's what we need more. More small businesses, man. Get off your ass. Stop going to collect that welfare check. Stop going to collect that Social Security. Stop going to collect food stamps. I mean, collect them while you need them. But try to get off them bitches, bro. Try to start your own business, bro. I'm tired. I don't want to see no more jewelry, no more chokers, no more cars. Cars depreciate, man. They don't add value. Buy a house. Get a business. Stop doing that lame shit. That shit lame. Chains are lame. Cars are lame. Jewelry are lame. That's lame. Get a business. Make a difference. You ain't making a difference. Get the fuck out of my face. Real shit, nigga. What that mouth do? My mouth talks. That's what this is about. This ain't no just bullshit-ass show, man. I'm spitting real shit, bro. These numbers are fucking awful, bro. It should be more small businesses, bro, in America. Come on, man. We gotta do better. Gotta do better, man. Another thing I'm tired of, man. I'm tired of obesity in the United States, man. I'm tired of other countries looking at us and thinking we fat fucks. Lazy fat fucks. That's not what we are, bro. I love America. People have bled for my right. For your right to go out here and do what we want to do. But, man, y'all out here taking too much advantage, bro. Sit y'all. Go to the gym, bro. Hey, hit my nigga Lawson up. Lawson Athletics, bro. On Instagram. That's at Lawson, Lawson, Athletics. You know how to spell it. If you don't, take your ass back to school. Man, follow him, bro. He got tips all the time about how you can stay in shape, man. That's another small business for you. I got plenty of them, bro. If you want to learn how to be fashionable at a reasonable price, hit up my man, Ryan. Styles of Houston, bro. That's at Styles of Houston on Instagram. Check him out, bro. He teach you how to ball on a budget. That's what he teach you how to do, balling on a budget, man. Watch his web series. He's amazing, bro. He goes to different people, man. These not rich people. These not people splurging on Gucci and Fendi and Versace. No, bro. They balling on a budget. Looking good on a budget. Look damn good. Go check that out, man. So you can look good. Stop wearing all this expensive shit out here looking like a fucking clown. You are wearing all that Gucci, but you're getting a ride to the club. Fuck out of here, bro. Wearing all that Gucci, you got a nice car, but who you staying with? Your moms? You staying with your cousin this week, best friend next week, your baby mama? Come on, bro. But like I was saying, bro, fat people is a problem, too. Did you know one out of every three adults is considered overweight? One out of every three. That's 33%, bro. Just about as much as y'all that's on welfare. So most of y'all probably on welfare, probably sitting. I know it's hard to eat healthy when your income is low, when you're not making that much, but at least exercise. Like I said, Lawson Athletics, man. Shout out my boy Corey Lawson, man. Lawson Athletics. Check it out, bro. And one in every 13 adults is considered extremely, extremely overweight. That's bad, bro. One out of 13, that's awful, bro. That's awful, man. Get in the gym. I feel like you can eat what you want. This is my personal opinion. This is not facts. I didn't research this. Yeah, if you want to, y'all can yourself. I didn't think to. But I feel like you can eat whatever the fuck you want, honestly, in my opinion, if you work out. So hit the gym, bro. There's so many gyms out here in Houston. So many people out here trying to be personal trainers on their own. If you can't join the gym, find one of those employees at the gym, because all those employees at the gym, or I feel like 60-70% of those employees that work at the gym are trying to become business owners themselves and trying to do their own gym thing at home. So ask them about it. It might be cheaper than that gym membership you're paying all that money for each and every month. Man, ball on a budget, bro. Listen, get my man Corey Lawson up. Lawson Athletics, man. He got drills and exercise for y'all to do every day at home without no equipment, man. Lawson Athletics, man. Give my boy a shout out. Hey, this was a question, but I bet y'all don't know how many hours of sleep y'all supposed to get a night. Man, well, most of y'all might. It's 8. So if you're getting 10 hours, 12 hours, you sitting in bed, even on the weekends, bro, that's another thing. Get 8 hours a night throughout the week, not just on your work days. Don't keep sleeping in every weekend, bro. Get up and be productive. Don't go to this 9-to-5 job or pick up this welfare check every week and expect that to be good enough. That's not good enough, man. Work on your own business. Start something on top of that. Put money away to start a business. Don't put money put money away, yeah, for a rainy day. Do that. But also have some money aside for you to start a business, for you to start your own. Or at least go and look for a small business to join, man. Stop going to these corporations, Home Depot, applying, Walmart. I'm tired of seeing people in Walmart. Stop it, bro. Walmart don't give a fuck about y'all. Y'all don't give a fuck about Walmart. So why you keep going there year in and year out, day in and day out? Settling. Stop fucking settling. That's lazy. And this is why I say, bro, don't sleep more than 8 hours a day. We can't afford. Get your 8 hours, though, because we want you to be healthy. We don't want you to be sick. Get your 8 hours. But after that, get your ass up, bro. Get your ass up. You know, by the time we all turn 75, on average, if you get 8 hours of sleep a night, like, let's say you get 8 hours. By the time you hit 75, you already slept 25 of those years of your life, you were asleep. So you only living for 50. So think about that, bro. Think of what you could have did with those 25 hours instead of being asleep. That's 25 years, not 25 hours. 25 years of hours. 25 years worth of hours of sleep. Like, you were asleep for 25 years of those 75 years. Come on, just imagine what you could have did in that time. What kind of business you could have produced. What kind of people you could have met. What kind of things you could have done. Places you couldn't explore. Places you could have traveled. Get your ass up, man. Do something. Stop settling, bro. That's the whole objective. Stop settling, man. That's the whole topic of today. Stop settling, man. For real. And take y'all ass off social media, bro. You know, on average, the average social media user, they have about 5 accounts. 5. And they spend 1 hour and 40 minutes on those accounts each and every day. I think that's too much, bro. That's way too much. 5 hours? I mean, an hour and 40 minutes? I feel like an hour is cool. We could cut that down to an hour. But even that is a lot. Because you're sleeping 8 hours a day. That only leaves you with 16 more hours. You're wasting damn near 2 hours on there. So that's only give you 14 more hours. And then I know y'all got an 8-9-to-5 job. And that's requiring you to be there for 8-9 hours. So now you only got, if you take that hour away, so I was at 16, take 2 hours away, now I'm at 14, take 8 away, now I'm at 6. Now I got 6 hours to run around instead of 8, a whole nother business day. Instead of a whole nother day, a whole nother business shift to work on my craft, get better, and put as much as I do into these people's dreams as I do my own, that's 8 hours, man. You can't do that, you're always on social media. Get off social media, man. But that's it, bro. That's it for me preaching. That's it for the facts. I'm about to get on here with my crew, with my team, the What That Mouth Do podcast team, man. We about to come at you strong. Man, if you don't get on this week and if you're listening to this, man, hey, we do this every Monday at 8 p.m. I get on a little earlier just so I can do this little vent thing, give y'all some facts, some details. Because, hey, when they get on, man, it's kind of chaotic. It's fun, though. It's fun, and it's just as informational. And you get people ideas instead of all these just facts, which is great. Because, like I said, all these facts is cool, but I want to feel y'all. I want y'all feelings and emotion to be involved, too. But it's fun, and it's very informational. So make sure you call next week, man. Download Anchor app. It's on iTunes. It's on Google Play Music. Download Anchor app. Make sure, like I said, you download Anchor app. Get on. Look for me, Little Ken Up, or With That Mouth Do podcast, like you on right now. You can't be, like I said, if you're on Spotify and all those other iTunes, you can't do it on there. Get Anchor app, man. Make sure you call in so you can be one of the guests next week. Email me ahead of time if you got any type of ideas or topics you personally want to go over. Hey, I'm more than willing to take 5-10 minutes away from each show just to voice, so you can voice your opinion on something that you feel strongly about. That's what this show's for. It's a platform for any and everybody to come on here and get off their chest what they want to get off their chest. But hey, man, without further ado, man, I'm going to take a quick break. Come right back, and I'm be on with my guest, man. It's With That Mouth Do podcast, Lil Ken Up. You already know what it is. Hey, man, we're going to play some more Jeremiah, man. Y'all make sure y'all come out to the event, bro. For real.
And you still make me know that you need me.
Hey, man. Say, man. It's your boy Lil Kenna back here on the podcast With That Mouth Do. I got some friends with me, man. I'm going to introduce them one by one. Let y'all know who they is and what they about. First one, man, is my man, Tremaine. If you listen to the podcast before, he's been on here before. It's my man right here, Tremaine. Man, let him know what's up.
Yo. Tremaine. Coming live from Waco, Texas. The live is... big little town in Texas, telling you.
Yeah. My man Tremaine, And then Pizzot, he from Houston, Texas, but now he out there in NYC holding it down, trying to get his music thing off the ground. It's my main man, John. Let him know what's up, John.
What's up, guys? Just want to show love to H-Town. But yeah, Southside hold it down in NYC right now.
That's what's up. And last but not least, my pop. Hey, man, this man is an amazing music artist, bro. He out here holding it down for Houston, trying to keep the Houston sound strong, man. It's my man, Jack Ray, out here. Man. And he got a new song out, man. Let him know what's up, Jack.
Hey, how y'all doing? Just wanted to come through, show my brother some love, you know, doing something awesome with his time. Just finding new ways to achieve in life, and that's what we all gonna do. I also have my brother here with me. I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
Hello there, man. I'm a kid named Frankie. You know, I hold it down for you to text along with my brother Jack Ray, Junior C. So, I mean, hopefully the topic here gonna be good, man. We're gonna get it started, huh?
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and get right into it, man. Hey, so I just got done. I did my whole intro by myself, man. I'm joining y'all with me in the discussion. So I just went on a rant, bro. I was just letting people know, like, I'm tired of people settling with their everyday lives, their little 9-to-5s and all that, and they don't realize that, like, voting ain't going to change much. They got to get off their ass and start forming new opportunities. They got to get out here and they got to create small businesses. They got to create opportunity. I bet y'all know 60% of all jobs, 60% of all jobs are created by small businesses. So that's more than 50%. So that's basically up to us. We can't wait for all these politicians to do this and do that. Voting ain't enough. We got to go out and make a difference. How y'all feel about that?
Well, yeah, man. I feel like, you know, rather die enormous than live dormant. You know, a lot of people, I don't know, they like to settle. And for me and you, my man, like, we don't like to settle. And I feel like that's show people.
We lost him. You still there, Jack?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Hey, y'all get on topic. I don't know what happened to the other two. I'll get him back on later.
I'm gonna pick up from where he left off. Okay. When he said settle, to me that remind me of when Kanye was talking about being a slave, and people kind of took his words and put out a context, make it seem like we chose slavery. No, he's not saying that. Basically, what God is trying to really, I'm gonna just picking up what he left off is like, we so comfortable with sticking to a society scale instead of living outside the box and having our own scale, especially as a people, like of color, anything, because as you see, now don't want to make it sound like it's a race thing, but it is what it is. But it's a white world, and we just here in their world, and we gotta be accustomed to their world, but really it's our world.
Yeah.
And like, you can ask any scientist this, like, we was the first ones here. So why are we getting ruled by some people that's our kids?
Yeah, nah, for real. I mean, I just take it as like people like they so accustomed to doing this and doing that, getting by, really. Like doing what they gotta do to survive. And I want us to get out that mindset, because I feel like a lot of us, we complain a lot about the shit that the government's doing, but we're not doing much to change besides voting. But we vote, what, once every 4 years? Yeah, allowing.
But can I speak on voting, if I may?
Go ahead.
I mean, in my opinion, voting is just a tactic to, well, not, let me take that back. Voting. When they hold in the elections, they're basically holding an entertainment show for the American public. When you vote, if you ever pay attention to the candidates we get, and when they get in the office, nothing ever changed except the way the blacks are treated or the way the vast majority is treated.
Talk about Trump's election.
Okay,
that's a prime example.
So let me use Trump's election as prime example. A lot of people dislike the fact that Donald Trump won the election, but the fact of the matter was or is the reason Trump won is because Trump was more entertaining.
Yeah, that's
and plus on top of that, I'm going to add to that, like, this is something that was major to me, electoral votes. So my question is, if a percentage of the vote is supposed to be electoral votes, then where do our votes come in? Why to me, it's like you're saying my vote don't matter. So me, I'm voting for no reason, basically.
Yeah, I never got that.
To me, that seemed like you already knew who gonna play the part. Why the hell you try to get me involved in something that was already playing?
Yeah, I never got that whole concept as some people votes mean more than other people's. Like, that shit dumb. Like, just because where I live, my vote matters more than next person. Yeah, I never. I feel like that's just a way for them to control it.
And basically, what it is, the control thing is a pit, like America is a whole pyramid scheme. We was once at the top, but now somehow fucked ourselves off and got at the bottom. And we need to work ourselves back up to the top. But how many? But the thing, but the problem is, people like our people are still stuck in that slave, in that mental slave condition. You know?
Yeah, so nah.
That's sad because I mean, hell, like. I understand, like, we got everything stripped away from us as a people. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because we lost and we trying to get found, but most of us ain't trying to be found. We just want to stay lost. And that's a sad issue. You did?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I completely, what's the call? But, hey, we're going to take just a little break. I'm trying to get the other two back on. Hopefully, we can go ahead and reach them. But it's your boy Lil Kenna with That Mouth Do Pod. Hey, man, so we back again. We got John here. I don't know about the other two. We're going to try to get them back. But, hey, John, you had a thought, man. Go ahead and complete your thought, man, before we lost you.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, I live by the motto, I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. Because, you know, people be settling down. They like things that are comfortable. But, you know, I feel like you got to take risks and you got to do things that are hard in order to, you know, have the best life you can live in, you know?
Yeah, nah, I mean, I completely understand. It's just that I don't think people understand the opportunity and the power that they have. And that's what I'm really trying to hit home. Like, stop putting your future in somebody else's hands. I'm a big believer in I can't really trip off what I can't control and vice versa. Like, I'm not about to give my life, my future, my children's future, their children's future in hands of these politicians. Well, I don't know how they was raised, what their mindset is, this and that. For, and I'm looking at these statistics. Basically, these statistics are saying business owners, no matter how big, small, no matter what, business owners is what keeping this country. Now, when the economy is up, it's because small businesses are doing well and vice versa. So we need more people like me and you to take that risk. And that's what I really want my viewers to understand. Like, if you have the opportunity, I know a lot of people, they're not in the right mindset or in the right environment to take those risks. But the people that are, take that risk. We need you as a people. I need you. The next man needs you. Hey, my man Tremaine back on, man. What's up, Tremaine? Maybe not. But yeah, John. Man, like I was saying, bro, like, that's what I want. I want us to reach out to these people that's just right there on the verge of making an impact. I want y'all to make an impact, man. Can you piggyback off that, John?
Yeah, for sure, man. Because never settle, man. Like, why live a life of mediocrity, you know?
For real.
If you want mediocre things, like, if I ask you, do you want a mediocre house? Do you want a mediocre wife? Do you want a mediocre family? You're going to say no. You're going to want the best high-quality family you could ever get and what you could give, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that's people. Everybody wants that lifestyle, but nobody wants to put the work in for it.
For sure, man.
But yeah, man. Let me we're gonna take another quick break, and then I'm gonna try to get everybody else back in so we can get more. We can get everybody talking, everybody flossing. I said my apologies. I thought everybody's gonna be able to stay on, but it keeps kicking everybody off. But yeah, man. Laziness in America. It's What That Mouth Do podcast. It's boy Lil. I wanted to add some.
Yeah, like we were just sitting up here. We were our intake on Martin Luther King and Malcolm X also, because it kind of ties into your topic too.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
Because we were talking about the slave mentality. So, me myself, like I look at my comparison is this though, like with Martin Luther King. Yeah, I understand what he's talking about. You know, he had a dream. We all come together. Woo, woo, woo. But at the same sense, if you look at today's world, is that dream alive? You answer that. Is that dream alive? Hello?
To piggyback off what my brother was saying with the Malcolm X and Martin Luther King situation, I totally agree with him behind that because of Martin Luther's philosophy. If we just went to these people with peace, eventually they would love us. Okay. I don't know what made them think that, but we've been trying peace for years, for too many years, and they keep showing us they don't want us. They don't like us. They hate us. My thing is, why we keep knocking at these people's door, asking them for help, and we know they hate us?
We're just like a little stray animal knocking at their door just to get scraps off their dinner.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what we are.
Hey, Tremaine, you there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Go ahead, get in on it, man. How you feel about laziness in America? How you feel about the stuff we talking about with these business owners taking, like, the small businesses taking over, the white man taking over, just people being, not really the white man taking, but people being just settled with these bigger, it's not only, I feel like, just the white man, because everybody was looking at Obama the same way, like, he's supposed to be our savior, but we can't expect these other, like, Obama, Trump, nobody to save us.
But let's
do it ourselves.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. What did Obama really do for black people? Let's be honest.
I mean, what could he do? But what's up, Tremaine? Yeah, go ahead and get on topic a little bit, Tremaine.
I don't know, man. It's kind of a situation of, like, it don't really matter what your, like, a vision without action is merely a dream, basically, is how I see it. Like, anybody can sit there and say they want to do this and they want to see this for the community or what have you, but, I mean, it just takes those pieces. It really don't matter. The people that envision stuff, they help, yeah, but at the end of the day, it's more about the people that go out and do. So I can sit here and say that I want to open up all these stores in my community and start these scholarship programs and all this stuff, but if I'm not getting up and doing nothing about it, so it, in my head, you know what I'm saying?
I could,
add to what you said, it can go back to the Bible where it says faith without works is dead. So therefore, it just says if you don't put in work, what the fuck you like for Christians out here, so-called Christians out here, what the fuck makes you think God is gonna back you up if you don't work?
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I completely for sure piggyback off that because, like, yeah, man, like, and that's what people do. They just vote every 4 years, and that's what pissed me off. They vote every 4 years, and they think something gonna change. Like, nah, bro, like, it's up to us. Ain't nobody gonna save my community but my community.
Exactly. I mean, but in the sense of saying who's gonna save our community, you can't ask the person who's gonna save our community because the community is not looking for a savior. And that's bad to say in a sense because of the mind state that they're in.
That's what I talk about settling. Like they cool with doing what they're doing every day. They cool with getting up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That a lot of people are just content with how they live in life, and they don't really want to halfway take that risk to make a leap and do something different for a better outcome. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, no, for real.
And if people don't get up and change their ways, we always gonna have independent chicks that's on food stamps. Real talk.
Yeah.
No, for real.
That's real. Yeah, like you can't call yourself independent. You depend on the government to feed you. Thank you.
And you're not
independent at all.
And you're not balling on food stamps either. You're not out here grinding on food stamps either.
Exactly. I don't care if you try to sell them. You still gonna be broke.
Straight up.
They only
give you enough to survive. You gotta make a life.
They just give you a little bit. I feel. But I mean, like I said, man, it's really more. It's more about the people that's going out there and making a difference and doing something to make stuff better for not only them but the people around them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and not just people around them too. Even if you don't give a fuck about your neighbor, I know you care about your kids and your kids' future. So do something to help them.
Of course, yeah. But at the end of the day, we got to look at it like you just said. It's about our. That's the key word, our.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the way society looks, there is no our.
It's theirs.
Yeah, it's either it's mine, it's yours.
Yeah.
We don't share nothing.
Yeah, you got to understand, even in our own community, we don't believe in looking out for each other, and that's our biggest downfall because we the only race that I know they don't look out for each other.
Very true.
And, like, thing is with that, though, it's funny how these other races can come up. Cause like, for example, you have a household full of Mexicans.
Thank you.
Like, you have from all the way from grandpa to grandkids standing all in one house. Because why? They all riding in one car. But how come black people can't do that? Because why too many black people are so selfish and everybody want to be the man instead of just looking out for each other? Because you got to understand, iron sharpens iron.
Thank you.
How can you ever be sharpened if you ain't going to iron to get sharpened?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's real shit. I was just piggybacking off what you said with the Hispanics. I was actually writing a little skit or whatever off that little funny skit to make fun of that because it's funny because I went to a white high school growing up. So I got like, basically, I discovered like a whole new world. And it's funny, I just going off of parties. The way white people party, the way black people party is two different worlds. The reason I say that, because you go into a white party, bro, they don't give a fuck if they know you, they don't know you. They trying to have a good time. Yeah. They sharing alcohol, weed, cocaine. They share their girlfriend. You can fuck a nigga girlfriend. He don't give a fuck. They sharing everything. You walk into a black party, man. I walk into a black party, I feel like I'm about to get in a fight. Every single like, time.
Who the fuck is this nigga? That's the first thing you hear. Yo, or what the fuck you looking at?
Like, I feel on my toes at all times.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you another thing with us black folks. Like you just said, like, we so quick to fight each other off of shoes. Like, if you step on my shoe, then I'm going to kill you. Like, really, it's materialistic possession. You can't die with that shit.
Hey, that's it right there, materialistic possessions. We all black here right now. John is probably the only one that he off right now, but we all black here. Hey, when a black person get money, what are the first two things they run and go buy?
Motherfucking items.
Materialistic things.
Something they don't need. A car.
Jewelry and cars.
Some shit they can't afford.
Shit that once you buy, it don't mean nothing.
It loses value fast.
Hold on. Let me add to that, though. That's just like black people at income tax. When they get that income tax, what do they go do?
Buy a bunch of clothes,
shit they don't need.
This is not to say all black person, but you guys, and I'm not to even say us, but people in America in general, they'll get a $2,000 income tax check. Go put that down on the car they know they can't pay for.
It'd be mainly our people doing that shit, though. Like, I seen a video of that not too long ago where a guy thought he could just ball out with an income tax check, go buy a Bentley.
Like, real talk. That's the thing that matters to us. Our appearance, our clothes, our shoes.
And who got us thinking like that?
The white man. But if you pay attention to I ain't gonna even say the whites, we gotta blame ourselves for that because we cherish those.
Yeah, we allow ourselves to think that stuff is important.
We do blame ourselves, but at the same sense, we can't really too much blame ourselves because again, we're lost. We lost everything from us. We were stripped of our native tongue. We were stripped of our culture, our religion, all that stuff. So we just like. I don't know if y'all ever took sociology class where they did the video on the wild child. You know what the wild child is? The wild child is stripped of everything. You actually living like a savage.
That's basically what we are.
And that's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad speak on, us living savagely instead of living like kings and queens that we should be living like. Why are we investing money into all this white man stuff when we could be investing our money to lands and give it back to our own people?
Hey, just to pick it back off that, what my man Frank just said. Hey, then that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. Like, stop investing in this shit that's already popping. Invest in your people. Invest in the come up. Because if you invest in the come up down the line, it's not going to be a come up no more. They're going to be established. They're going to be ready. They're going to be able to give back to the people that gave to them. And that's what, like, y'all giving to these Gucci, Fendi, all this Versace. You know what I mean? People like, even Amigos.
They don't care for you.
They don't even like black people.
They don't give a fuck. They look down on you for wearing they shit.
Thank you. Exactly. The shit may look good, but it's not worth the money to me.
That's just $600 for a t-shirt that costs probably $30 to make.
If that's
somebody's rent.
Yeah, on a fucking t-shirt. On some bullshit.
Bullshit. When you can spend that money hoping it ain't. What was funny is the back door off that, they spend $600 on this t-shirt, right? But then if they homeboy hold a show or they homeboy hold an event for $15-$20, I bet you they don't show up to that. They're not gonna show support where it really matters.
Yeah, and like I'm gonna tell you this too, because I read some today, with brother Floyd Mayweather. He ended up buying an $18 million watch.
Yes,
now I understand he got that kind of money, but $18 million, I'd rather be flipping that money into $18 million. That's another house on his wrist.
if you really pay attention to Floyd Mayweather is a bad investor.
No, don't get me wrong, he do got investments though.
I'm saying
that was a bad investment.
No, dude, calculate his car total and all the houses Floyd Mayweather has total. Floyd Mayweather is bad.
But I understand, but he flipped his money also too. But the same sense, that was a bad investment.
But then let me ask you this. Who helps Floyd Mayweather get that money? Is that a Jewish man?
Jewish man, of course.
So at the end of the day,
my thing is, this is another thing with me and us and our people. We got to stop looking at Floyd Mayweather's and niggas with millions. They got millions, but they talk to somebody else. They got a white man behind them backing them.
They're the middleman.
You feel me? They're basically the middleman. Just like when Floyd hosts his fights at the MGM Grand, yeah, Floyd is making a couple million.
But the white folks making more money off him.
Come on now. Just think of how much the MGM Grand is bringing in.
Think about that. And that's all athletes, basically, because you got to understand, now they open the gambling back up in the games and all sports. So now, you know, it's like they waiting on Vegas to get that money. Who's Vegas? White man. Who's the white man? The goddamn government.
Of course.
We ain't seeing none of that. Why you think our girl's still on food stamp?
Nah, he's speaking some real shit though. Like, real.
Why you think we gotta work a 9 to 5 every day? And it's really not meant for us to work and slave at a job like that. Matter of fact, I put it in my song. I said, hold on, give me 1 second. I wanna let y'all hear this. I think y'all can relate to this.
Alright. But yeah, I mean, just piggyback off that, man, like saying what you said about the MGM, and that's because these companies, they took their time to establish. That's what we gotta do. We gotta start building something small. And just keep growing it, like, yeah, in our communities, though. Like, even if we got to get, yeah, even if you can't do it by yourself, get 5 niggas with at least the same mindset. Like, in your, I'm trying to fix these neighborhoods that ain't had no saving. From Houston to from the north side of Houston, south side of Houston to Compton to D.C. All these neighborhoods been fucked up for decades and decades. I'm just trying to change that. And the only way you can change is within the community.
Yeah, we need our own secret society. White folks got their own secret society. Well, how come we can't have our own?
Exactly.
Our people are too afraid to step away from the white man.
But I get it, though. When it comes down to niggas, I'm not going to say black people. I'm going to say niggas because that's what they act like. Niggas. Niggas feel like they're entitled to something because we're the same. We got the same color. And it's just like family. Because we're family, they're entitled to something. That's what we need to get out for. Because, like, the world don't owe us shit, even our own people. Because as a people, as black people, yeah, the world owe us. But same sense, is it going to give it to us? No. So why not go take it from them? Why not play the white man game and take from them? Why not play Robin Hood? Like we discussing now. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, stop looking for a handout. Stop looking for somebody to give you something just cause yeah, slavery was fucked up. But that don't mean, even then, at least, like I said, slavery was fucked up, and I'm not trying to undermine slavery because it was a powerful thing, but at least we still here to make a difference. They completely took the Native Americans out. We celebrate, I'm the biggest one against Thanksgiving because we celebrate a holiday where it was a big massive killing.
Massacre.
They completely wiped the motherfuckers out, and we celebrate, that's like the biggest holiday, the biggest money maker. Yeah, they make money off killing.
But just like I said in this rhyme, if you pay attention, I say it's been a plan since slavery hit the land. Make profit off a human till that man no longer stands. That's been game plan of America.
Hey, and y'all, man, y'all go, man, fuck with my man Jack Ray Music, bro. That man, for real, bro, he's gonna teach you some shit, bro. Fuck with my man, bro. And if you listen to the car, and if you ain't turned this off yet, but you just bash everything we saying, talk about how we put it down, but after we not, we trying to make y'all stronger, bro. And if you that type of person thinking like that, you type of person we talking to, you type of person we talking about, bro. Change your attitude. You listen to this and you like, man, what the fuck they talking about? We talk about some real shit, and we really talking.
But you gotta know this too, though. Our people are emotional people. They were taught to move off emotion.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like not just black people. I feel like I love my women, but that's another thing. I feel like a big flaw from women is they think more with their emotion than they do with their mind, their head. They don't think things out. And like you said, that's a black people problem. We too emotional. No. We get too offended sometimes. But hey, yeah, man, go ahead. Last thoughts, because we only got like a minute left on this topic. Then I want to move on. But go ahead, last thoughts.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Okay, this is the last thing I'm gonna say right here. All right. Yeah, we talk about our women, but like also in the Bible, also in the Quran, the man is the head. So it all starts with us. Now we go back to slavery. Also, if you read the Ritter Lynch letter, they don't break the black woman, they break the black man. Cause why? The man is the head. Do you know what Allah means? What acronyms of Allah is?
Head.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We are the head, though.
Repeat that. Cause y'all was talking over each other. I want to make sure the people get that. Repeat what he said. What Allah mean?
Allah means arm, leg, arm, head. That's what it means. So therefore, we're all off. We got all of those feelings on us, arms and legs and head. So with that being said, the original black man of the world, we need to take a stand ourselves and God, our ladies, because you gotta understand, we go back to the Bible with Adam and Eve. Who fucked us off? Eve.
Yeah.
Eve fucked us off. We need to teach our women. We need to shape and mold our women. Yeah, they could shape and mold us too, but we the one that need to do the shape and mold and leading. Because why? The white man broke us down. That's why we ain't got too many men out here. Black men at that. Yeah. We got too many black women, if you want to be real with it.
But if you go back to the Willie Lynch letter, and I know we getting off that, it was a specific reason they broke the women. Because they women was the main gatekeeper. So it goes back to, you gotta guide our women, but you gotta also stop looking at them like you're more superior than them. We're all equal. I totally disagree with the Bible when it said Adam came before Eve. I don't believe that. I'm gonna just give you my honest opinion. I believe we are all equally made. No one come first.
Hey,
if I did, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I can keep on.
And if I did have to pick, it'd have to be the woman. That's just like the chicken with the egg. What comes first?
Yeah, I respect that. Tremaine, you got any last thoughts, man, before we get off this topic?
No, man. I just think a lot of shit could go a lot of different ways. You know what I'm saying? It's more about getting off your ass. You know what I'm saying? Kind of y'all really been killing this. While I kind of been stepping back and listening more, but y'all got some really good ass points, man.
Yeah, real shit though, man. Hey, man, that's the first topic of the day. We still got two more to knock out, man. This is What That Mouth Do podcast. We're gonna take a quick break. Hey, real quick, bro, I've got to tell y'all. Hey, earlier when I mentioned R&B, the hottest R&B DJs, that's July 29th at 6922 Harrisburg Boulevard. The name of that club was Satellite Bar. Satellite Bar, says Seattle. Man, Satellite Bar, man. Y'all make sure y'all come out, man. Me, my boy Jack Ray will probably be in the building. I'll be in the building, man. Show us some love.
You know, hey. A kid named Frankie will be in the building, really? Too, so definitely come through.
Hey, come through, man. Show us awesome love. We all going to be there, man. But, hey, man, like I said, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back at you with the next topic, man. It's your boy Lil Kenneth, What That Mouth Do. Hey, man, it's your boy Lil Kenneth. I'm back here with That Mouth Do podcast. We on with a kid named Frankie, Tremaine, and my man John, man. We all here, man. And like I said, I wanted to the first topic was real, real heavy. I want to take a little lighter tone, have a little bit more fun, have a little halftime before we get back into the serious talk. We got two more topics. This is more of a lighter topic, then we're going to go heavy again to end the show. But let's talk about NBA free agency, man. You know, Melo just came to Houston, LeBron in L.A., DeMarcus Cousins in the Bay, you know, where I'm from, Bay Area, Oakland, stand up. Yeah, man. So how y'all feel about NBA basketball, free agency, and how it's going, man? Let me know.
As I stated earlier, not to sound mean, shrewd, or cruel, but I look at it, it's a business. I mean, to myself, none of that matters. Like, it's whatever the organization owners want or whatever these team owners want, because you have team owners betting against their own team. Just like my brother said earlier, gambling is legal now in sports again. So, I mean, there's no way that you can really expect anything, because you would never know unless you're in these people's face.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Man, I don't know. I was just going to say, man, basically to go off what he was saying, it's a business. Like a lot of this people, like, you know, people get kind of connected just if, like, especially somebody been playing somewhere for so long.
Yeah.
So you feel like, oh, LeBron leaving Cleveland, he like not loyal, or you feel like, oh, this nigga doing this, he just chasing money. Of course he's chasing money. He didn't go to the NBA just because he like playing basketball that much, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
a lot of people kind of get really emotionally invested into it. Low-key, I'm kind of upset. I ain't gonna say I'm upset. I'm a Laker fan, right?
Yeah,
I've been a Laker fan. I really just a Kobe fan, and after Kobe retired, I kind of just stick with the Lakers. So
yeah,
now with LeBron coming over, everybody like, you really a Laker fan? And he's like, LeBron. I really don't like LeBron that much. I'll take the dubs because I know he's a good player, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll take the dubs, but I don't want nobody to think I'm bandwagoning.
Yeah, real quick, I want to address what my main man, my partner, Jack Ray, just said. Hey, man, I know what I said last topic about being brainwashed and what's it called, but hey, I ain't going to lie, bro. I love sports. I'm too deep into this shit. Jack Ray know me. He know me since middle school. I love basketball. I'm emotionally attached. I don't know if I can get, like I said, I know I just was telling y'all to change y'all ways. I don't know. I know it's rigged. But my team winning right now, nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
It'd be a cool little season on the next season of NBA. He's gonna be a, cause to me it's a whole show to me, and it, to me it's entertaining.
Yeah, it's really a soul popper.
Yeah. Like I want to see how like, be honest, I'm not a LeBron fan, but. Yeah, but I want to see how he do with the Lakers though. Like this is different.
Yeah, like him and Lance Stevenson.
Like you never seen Melo come to the South like that.
But my, I'm gonna give my 2 cents on the LeBron thing. I'm far from one of your LeBron fans. I feel once they take the spotlight off LeBron and actually put the light back on the whole team, should have started working for him again.
Yeah, I agree.
But
that's not what he wants, though. He make his money off. Even if he not winning, LeBron make his money because SportsCenter talk about him every day. ESPN talk about him every day. You got these big corporations boosting your brand every day. That's why he going to become a billionaire way faster than Jordan.
Hey, Nike going to help him out because Nike finna boost that endorsement.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah.
Of course.
Can't hear me?
Go ahead, John. Get in on it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like with LeBron, his move to LA is very strategic. Rather than also getting the money, we knew that LeBron starred in a movie with Amy Schumer. And so I think for him to go to LA, he's really setting his sights on maybe the entertainment industry and making money there. Because I think his ambition, probably because, you know, he's the best player or one of the best of our era, is that now he wants to reach that status and he wants to kind of open his wings to more opportunities, especially in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, no,
but to throw into what John just said, you can't say, I mean, to say he's the best, that's opinionated. Like,
yeah, for sure. But I would say, like,
I get it. It's just like Michael Jordan, because somebody could feel different by Michael Jordan, but at the same sense, like, I mean, that's it, like him, and like, it's just kind of like they trying to compare him and Jordan, but they can't compare because they're two different players. They in their own lane, so in his own lane, in his own right, to you, he's the best player. To me, I feel like he's good. He's not the best player.
Well, for me, I would say he's not. That's why I said, like, more objectively, like, he's probably the best player, but one of the best players of the era.
Because,
I mean, we could give that status to James Harden. We could give it to Steph Curry. Kevin Durant.
Multiple people. Yeah, anybody. But it's a lot of good players out there. He's one of them.
It's
real.
And, I mean, but it's with the whole discussion with sports and everything like that, it's always opinionated. Because if we really pay attention, look at the people that we call. Look at the man they call the greatest player in the league.
It's a Michael soap
Jordan.
Opera, man.
Hold up, no, big game. If Michael Jordan is the best player, and my dad put me on this 2 days ago. If Michael Jordan is the greatest player in the league, right? Why have no other player, including himself, surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Kareem from
that is true. I look at Bill. I look at Bill Russell too, cause just like niggas forget.
That's 11 rings.
That's what I'm saying.
That's 11 rings.
Niggas always forget about Michael Jordan's career before 1990. They act like this nigga was in the league before 1990. That nigga was getting his ass whooped before too.
And if you pay attention, it took for Pippen to come for him to get better. It wasn't that he was making niggas better. It took somebody to come to help him get better.
Yeah. And like when he first started playing basketball, he sucked, and like he just got better at it.
Hey, but that's just that's just like me. That's just like with me and then with a kid named Frankie just said. Like, nigga, it's a soul popper, bro. LeBron and them ain't writing it though. The commissioner and all these business owners, the owners are writing it. It's
good, like the government.
The NBA, they make it look like they really working with the players compared to the NFL, where they just spitting in the players' face.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically, that's basically what's really going
on. That's true. That's some truth. That's a whole bunch of truth right there.
It's
just that it looks better. When you got the NFL that's doing these players dirty, you look good, even though you're really doing them dirty too, but just not as dirty. Like piggyback off what I said earlier about the Native Americans and blacks. The NBA players are really like the black people, and the NFL is like the Native Americans. They getting fucked, like, bad, and they trying to get to the NBA space. But NBA space, they getting fucked over too. They not, like... And then the thing about me, too, is how us as fans, like, so I know y'all say y'all not really fucking with the sports, stuff like that, but me as a fan, I'm not like this, but a lot of fan players are with their team. Like, kind of like how Tremaine was talking about LeBron coming in, stuff like that. It's like, y'all go against these players that's making, even though they're making millions, they're not making what these owners and shit is making. But y'all more loyal to the owners and the team than y'all are these players that's out here barely getting, like, it seems like they're getting a lot, but they're really not when you look at the big numbers. And the team putting in $10 billion a year, and you know, his contract only worth $20 million a year. Come on, like, do the math. That's not even 20%. Yeah. And he's doing all the work. Yeah. He the one that got the fan base. The fans are screaming his name. They got his head on the poster. It's not the team's name, especially basketball. Basketball is more player associated than any other sport, because what do you need in order to beat? Look at the Lakers now. The Lakers, they championship bound off one man, not because of all these other four or five players, they because of one man, and he's only getting 10% of the cut.
Exactly. But that goes back to what I said at that verse when I said it's been a plan since slavery hit the land. Like, that's been the plan. You, LeBron James is the cash cow. They gonna milk the shit out of him. See, we look at him like y'all, like my brother said, he's gonna become a billionaire quicker. That may be true, but look at the person that owns him. What you think he getting? If LeBron gonna make a billion, that mean they making trillions, zillions. Like, we look at the small man. We never look at the big picture. I'm sorry, and that's just honest to God truth. Everybody looks at the small man. They don't never look at the big man or the nigga that or the person that really owns everything. That's the person with the money.
I
don't care for the players. I don't really care for the owners. What is that? What is the gay skinny man name? That owns the NBA.
Adam Silver.
That nigga. I want to know what the hell he's saying. He the one.
That nigga. That nigga writing the script. He too worried about. That's what I'm saying. We gonna rig to win.
That's what I'm saying. Because I mean, like, I want to know who he put his money on, because at the end of the day, he bringing the biggest cut home.
Cigarette,
get
mad, he don't go his way.
Yeah. Well, I would say, like, with in terms of Adam Silver, I see him more not of a person who takes the cut. I see him more of just he's the most powerful person in the NBA because he writes the rules, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think the owners and the players kind of have to, you know, kind of go with him. I mean, we saw what happened with the owner with the NFL, how much.
Oh shit, we lost him. But hey man, just real quick last thoughts, because I want to go ahead and wrap up this topic so we can get into the last heavy hitter of the day. Anything else y'all want to say, just real quick, our free agency?
My brother may have some. I mean, I'm honestly, we really hit it on the head with myself. I mean, ain't too much more you can say about it. I mean, we all know it's rigged. We all know it's not really what we think it is. And we know that Adam Silver got the most power. So at the end of the day, I mean, we really just pawns in we really just fishes in his pond.
So till next time on the next season of NBA.
Basically, we watching the NBA like Dragon Ball Z, like my brother just said, till the next time on the NBA. Like, hey, basically, what we waiting for?
That's what it is. And this season already over with. Adam Silver just hit me, bro. The Golden State Warriors gonna win again. So,
we already know that.
Yeah, y'all might as well not even watch it. Soap opera. It's already been. We already know the season finale. But anyway, bro, we're going to come back on. Got one last topic today. We're going to be talking about females and money. Some niggas can't live without, bro. Females and money. But we're going to be back, take a little break, man. Come back on. It's your boy, Lil Ken Up with That Mouth Do Podcast. Hey, man, we back. It's your boy, Lil Ken Up. It's with That Mouth Do Podcast, man. Hey, man, we lost my man Tremaine, but we still here with the boy Kid named Frankie. We still here with Jack Rain. We still here with my main man John from Houston, but he resides on NYC right now at the NYU. But anyway, man, last topic of the day, cool little halftime, talking about NBA free agency, talking about NBA basketball. Now we back to the nitty gritty. We talking about money and relationship, man.
Hey,
like I said, that's two things. As a black man, that's two things I know all my black men love is money and women. But how the two go together? That's what I want to know. When you put the two in the bowl and you mix it up, what comes out? What kind of dish you make? And, hey, my man Plies, basically, I don't know if y'all seen the video I posted today. My man Plies talking about it. But that basically speaks to the relationship between men, women, and money. Like, It's really a hustle for women. I look at these girls. I work at improv. It's a comedy club. So I see famous people all the time, day in, day out. And I just see the way these females act. And not because I feel like it's because he's popping or they think he's funny, but I feel like it's the money behind him. Girls are really more hustlers than men nowadays, if you look at it. Just the way they scheming and they finessing niggas out of their pockets. Like, how do y'all feel about it?
One, I blame the niggas. Yeah. And two, it goes together.
And I also blame Steve Harvey.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. This is one thing I understand personally. Other people may think differently, but men love women. Women loves materials. Materials goes with women. Women goes with men. That means a nigga would go broke chasing a woman.
Yeah.
So I can't just say it's a bad thing because you got to give something to receive.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie though. Like, I say it all go hand in hand.
Same.
Like,
same.
That's the same sense. It's just like this. If y'all, I bear witness in the Nation of Gods and Earths. So, you know, in my head, it's like this. So, when you have a family, it's really considered as a nation because it's a group of people.
Right.
You as the God, you are a creator. Right. Just like your woman is the earth. She's right. A creator. Because earth is your creation. Mother you live
nature.
On it.
That's mother why nature. They call them Mother Nature.
So you build a nation right there in that house. So how would you uphold that whole nation? You're going to need some kind of business behind it. So money needs to come in play.
True.
So, with that being said, yeah, you need women and money, but physically and or bodily, like, do you need it? No. You really don't, like, money-wise, material. Because, like, you got some money attached to your ass now?
No.
No.
Like, you going with money?
No. Like, you don't need it. So, with that being said, like, you need it, but then again, you don't need it. They're like, women, it's a love and hate relationship thing, but we love them.
Yeah, like, you can't live with them, but you can't live without them. Yeah.
We like love our powers there, you know. But other than that, like, man, like it's real, man. Like, we need both of them. We like, but like when it comes to money too, we do hate it because like when you gotta pay your bills, do you really want to give up your money? No, you hate that shit. You want to do other things with your money.
Yeah, and I feel like money handicap us too to an extent. On to where like you're saying budgeting. And stuff like that, where it's shit that we really want to do, and people just because they got a budget, they're not allowed to do it. But just to piggyback off, like I said, women and money, I feel like it's a hustle because me, this is how I look at women now. Women, y'all probably gonna hate me, but this is how I look at it. I'm just going off how y'all treat men, how y'all treat me, and then my fellow man, the niggas I know that's out here talking to girls. Man, basically, in order to talk to you, I gotta chase the money. In order to get the girl I want, I gotta chase the chick. In order to get really a girl that I'm really attracted to, not. I'm talking about physical attraction, not so much emotional, all that mind. Just basic physical looking at a girl. The girl that I really just want to fuck with, I got to get that bag just to be with her. I got to have that stature just to be with you. Just like going back to what I think Chris Rock said, how a woman can be, women and children can be loved unconditionally. Don't have to do nothing.
Right.
But a man is loved off his ability to provide. Okay. If you can't provide, then you don't get no love as a man. And I feel like that's crazy. I mean, I feel like it's harder to change that. I don't know what's the way we can change that, but it's just tough for us.
I get it though. Like the woman looks for more of a daddy, basically.
Just like we look for more of a mother in the woman.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it go hand in hand. Like you gotta understand, like. We the same basically, but it's just they got vagina and tits, we got a dick. Like that's the only difference. Like we got emotions and shit, but their emotions show more than ours. Like why on Baby Boy we call them stable creatures.
and then I look at it as like I said, a hustle. Females can sell sex way more than them, and that's what they use more, the bodies. And then they won't. Go ahead.
But that would be looking at it one sided. Because you have niggas out here selling, slanging penis like it's nothing, and getting paid for it.
Really? Yeah, so, but I don't think the market is high though out here in society.
That's because you don't really hear about it. That's because what they show us is the woman.
Well, he do got a point, because, like, you got to think about it. Like, even with in a woman's perspective, they rather see two women kissing than two dicks, no, kissing.
Yeah, two dicks. I just think about it as this is how I always break it down to myself when I just think about it. Like, if a dude walk in the club, attractive. Attractive dude walk in the club. Well, I don't know about attractive, but if a regular dude just walk in the club, he'd be like, hey, I want to fuck. Honestly, most of the girls gonna, if this is the average dude, not real, real handsome, not real, they just gonna look at him and be like, this nigga tripping. He was called. But if a female, even if she ugly, fat, ugly, whatever, if she walk in the club, yeah, like, I want to fuck, nobody probably gonna say nothing because they gonna be probably too embarrassed. But I guarantee some nigga send her some drinks her way to get that pussy.
But this the bad part about it though. Women knows within 2 point some seconds of seeing you if they want to sleep with you or not. See, it's all a game. Just like you said, you feel like you gotta chase them. Only reason you don't have to chase them at all. They already know if they want to talk to you or not.
I never chased a woman at all.
Like, neither did I. You just gotta be yourself. Like, if you be a woman loves a dude that can be himself. I mean, they like different things and it be confusing and shit at times. But, I mean, it's not so hard once you sit there and actually understand it.
True, I'd rather chase a chick before I chase a woman because I need that more than I need a woman.
Yeah, woman. I'm just really going off of, I feel what y'all saying. Like, the way y'all breaking it down, I feel what y'all saying more on a spiritual, emotional level. And I feel what y'all saying because I feel like, yeah, you can get a girl. And that's what it is, personality, but most of the time, when you see a woman, like you said, within that first 2 seconds, she makes her decision. And it's really not off because those first 2 seconds, you can't know about how he is. Like you said, be yourself. She don't know who you are within the first couple of seconds. She don't know. Just off your appearance, she see what you wearing. And off what you wearing, she can guess what's in your pocket. And that's how I look at it.
Okay, but you got to look at this too. With us dudes, we got to look at this fairly. We look at a woman, we don't know nothing about her. And the first thing we'll say, damn, I fucked the shit out of her.
Yeah.
That'd be the first thing we say. Yeah. So you can't down talk them when we got our flaws too. Because we rather say we'll fuck the shit out of a lady before we say we'll get to know her.
Like you said earlier, you got more females acting like act more like niggas now, right?
Yeah.
Boom. You just answer your own question.
So I mean, but like my brother said earlier, we are connected. We are one. So you gotta understand the same games that we think we running, they've been running.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
At the end of the day, we all hustling each other, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a hustle, just a different hustle. I feel like it's more, and I just, this is associated with the topic. Like, I'm gonna do another topic about guys, because like I said, it is a flaw. I feel the flaw every day when I see a beautiful woman. Because like you said, I have that exact thought that you just said. When I see a fine female, I don't care what she doing, what issues she going to, even if she expressed those issues. Half the time, if I sit down, I'm actually trying to get to know a girl, I'm not even thinking, like, she could be expressing herself, laying down her whole life to me. Actually, I'm a man, I'm trying to be better at this, but it really don't care to me. All I'm looking at is, like you said, the physical attraction. So I do understand where y'all coming from. It's just a different hustle. Because as dudes, we really trying to get the punani, and they trying to get that money. That's how I look at it.
That's something you gotta pee nowadays. Like, they run games like niggas. Like, you got more females, more of our women out here running business than us men. That's
true.
Real talk.
Very true.
Very, very true. And that's right in the exact statistic. Like, I'm sorry, I got my words mixed up, but the same sense. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's real talk. Like, we gotta get on the ball. Cause that's why I say, you don't respect us as men at all, and that goes back to slavery, bro. Cause the white man broke us, the white devils broke us, and that's why we too afraid to be men. We need to step up and show them what's up.
True shit.
We need to take charge.
Yeah, that's true.
We got
that's
too many soft ass niggas out here.
And just to piggyback off, well, not really piggyback off, but this is really throwing it a whole new level. What kind of kills me is, I mean, don't really kill me, cause like y'all said, it's a hustle. And that's actually looking at it is as a hustle. And like you said, we all the same. But it just sometimes it kills me how you can stay with a man while he's at his high. But once he gets to his low, you switch it up where.
Right.
I got some stats here right here about like couples fighting. Because you know the main thing couples fight, the main reason couples get divorced, I think it's like 78%, 73% say the main reason they get a divorce is because of money. And
I just said right.
And that's the thing that they argue about. 31% of couples say they fight every the week world. Over money. And I just feel like
I
feel like it shouldn't be that much of a problem, honestly. Money wise, and I feel go ahead.
Let me ask you this, little bro. Why do you think we go to war?
Yeah, money. And that's stupid.
So
money is the root of all
evil. The root of all evil. My point is that's the truth.
But we need it though. That's the thing, the way to survive in this world that we live in, this societal scale.
Yeah, but I was trying not to do this, but that the white man came up with though. Like he the one that dictated this. But real quick, I want to get my man John back on. So we're gonna take a real quick break.
All
come
right.
back on. My man John gonna get back on this. Hey man, it's your boy Lil Ken. I'm back here. It's my man John. I'm pretty sure that boy Ken named Frankie and Jack Ray gonna be back on with us in a minute. But hey, go ahead, John. Get what you gotta say off your chest before they hop back on. We've been having a discussion. Get your 2 cents. We talk about money and relationships, basically just to fill you in. We were just talking about I was talking about how women really are in the pursuit of money, whereas men are really in the pursuit for sex with women and just relations. Jack Ray and a kid named Frankie, they were kind of opposed. It was the first time we actually been on opposite sides of the topic, and they really were trying to convince me that we all in the same boat. It's just the different ways we look at it. They were trying to get me to look at it from a female's point of view. But what are your mindset? What is your take on women, money, relationships, men and women, all that?
Well, yeah, man. I would say, I would agree with the guys because, I think everyone's playing games. And I just, people are not open about it. And that causes a lot of tension. Because, people have different interests in mind. And, it takes two to tango. But, one person, having one thing and the other person wants something else, that's a recipe for chaos, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it is. I just look at it because, like I said, the stats I just brought up to them was that 73% of couples fight, and the main reasons people get divorced, 73%, is because of money, and 31% of all couples say they fight at least once a month about money, and the man may be bringing it up, but I feel like it's more like I said, our relationships are different. So in some households, the woman pulling more and she's in charge of the money and vice versa, this and that. But a lot of times, and this is just the way society is, and like I said, we live here in America, which is this the world we live in. We got to face the facts. This is how it is. Like, I'm not glad it's this way. I'm not hoping it stays this way. And I'm not just to say that it's wrong or right or whatever, but men are usually the providers and women are usually the ones spending the money or going here, going there, making the decisions. And then I just feel like as a man that's really not right. And that's what I'm looking for. They told me I'm looking at one point of view, but that this is the side I'm taking it from. As a man, this is what I look at. I feel like a lot of times women put us down for wanting sex all the time, stuff like that. So I feel like it's only right that just like how I fight for my black people sometimes when we get kicked, I got to fight for my man too. We want sex or like that, but all y'all want really is the dollar bill, the money. Y'all really care about it. Like Chris Rock said, like the man is only, like I just said earlier, you didn't hear me, but the man is the only one that can't be loved unconditionally, because like a woman can be loved unconditionally, a child can be loved unconditionally, but a man is only loved for his ability to perform. I respect that.
Yeah, well, I feel like in regards to that topic, maybe it was just like tradition in terms of like how our society was, told what the men or women should do. There's also been like scientific studies on this but I feel like if humans are to evolve or to have a revolution, it would be socially, because, we want to treat each other good. But, again, there's a lot of games being played by both sides.
Yeah, you're right. And like I said, I'm trying to, let me go to my women's side. And I feel y'all. A lot of these men, that's all they want is the booty. And they go and they do a whole bunch of stuff and they actually overdo it now with how they approach it. But I just feel like it's not really that men are overdoing it. It's just that we are more about action. We don't think more emotionally. We're not You feel what I'm saying? Like when a girl come up to you, it's weird because she's approaching you, and that's not the way we was brought up. And man, I feel like as men, we're over aggressive now. And I do sense as women, like yeah, y'all going for the check. Well, not all y'all. Don't put that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put all y'all in one category. Some of y'all are just going for the check, and it seems like a lot of y'all are going for the check, and y'all just want money and getting paid off your body and using sex as a way to get paid. But really, vice versa, as a man, we doing the exact same thing, just opposite. We using money to get us laid instead. Like, we trying to get paid to get laid instead of the other way around, trying to get laid to get paid. That's the only difference I feel. I feel like I just said it, like, females are trying to get laid in order to get paid, and males are trying to get paid to get laid. So it works both ways, like my man Jack Ray and Kid the Frank and Kid named Frankie was saying. So,
yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny because, like, I don't know, the dating game, it especially here in New York, man.
Oh, I know, it's crazy.
It's a war zone. It's a war zone, man. Like, you don't know who to trust. You don't know if they're giving you the right signals, and you know, it's kind of hard if you're looking for, you know, sex or even a relationship. People don't have a common agreement. There's this weird thing where it's like, oh, we need a flex in front to the opposite sex. Same thing with men and women on both sides. So we could try and get to know the person better, which is the weirdest thing to me when it comes to dating and relationships. Because if you wanted to know a person, wouldn't you just, you know, be upfront, be blunt, be, you know, just honest about things, not flex in front? But, you know, on both sides, people like to flex in front. And I don't know. How about you, man?
I mean, yeah, I completely, what you're saying is completely right. And I feel you out there in New York. Because it's just, like I said, the reason I feel just the same way, I think I was going back to it, everything really goes back to money. Everything, I feel like everything just in life and society always goes back to money, which always goes back to sex. Because that's the name, I feel like, a lot of men, their ambition, because this is how I was at one point. I'm not really like that no more. But during, like, the low times of my life, that's how I was. Like, I was really fiending for sex. I was more chasing the women than I was chasing the dream, chasing ambition, chasing being successful. Now, I feel like I got the better mindset and stuff. I'm not so fascinated with women. But that's a lot of our problem. We're so fascinated with women. It clogs. Just like when me and John had a discussion a long time ago, and John told me that in order for me to be successful, I really got to fall in love with the process and not the making money behind it. And that's the same thing with women. You can't have a true love, a true, successful, healthy relationship if it's all about money, if it's all about sex. If you're only attracted to her, if you're not emotionally attracted to her, spiritually, mentally, if y'all not on the same wavelength, it's not going to work out. If you're just doing it for the sex, just because she look good, because she's a trophy, that's your trophy wife, that's not a good look, man. A woman should not be toting around like a trophy. She's not a materialistic object. She's a human being just like you. Just the same respect that you want her to give you is vice versa. So, like I said, I can go both ways with it. Like I said, I was on the man thing at first just because I was trying to defend my man, but it goes both ways, man. Like, man, we need to treat our women better. That way, they can be more understanding and be more civilized, in my opinion, because they be out here wilding.
I mean, yeah, it's true, man. Like, I remember there was a Jay-Z quote in one of his songs, 22-2, when Reasonable Doubt, and he was saying, too many brothers want to be lovers but don't know what romance is.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, that early on, people, you know, just want to, like, I guess they want to test the waters, which is totally fine, because that's what, you know, the dating game and really doing things in terms of romance is about. But I feel like a lot of people, they don't know what they really want. Yeah. And when they enter, like, you know, relationships based on, like, sex and attraction, I mean, it's good, but, you know, there's that always that need to, like, want more, to, like, want more women. And, you know, for that sense, like, how can you be faithful to the woman, you know, of your dreams, your queen?
Yeah, no, for real. Like, real shit, man. I mean, yeah, we got to treat our women better, man. We got to stop treating these women like trophy wives. Trophy wives is not a good phrase. Women, trophy wives is not a good phrase at all. And women, you need more self-respect. Stop. I get that's our culture, especially now, because like I was telling my man John that hip hop is really the new rock and roll is popping, and we degrade our women as a black culture, and it's not good, especially the black culture. And it's in our music, everyday hip hop, because hip hop originated from the black people. And like I said, it's a rock and roll, and that's mainly what everybody hearing and the young generation's hearing. So it's just gonna keep repeating itself unless we make a difference. We gotta really start treating our women like queens, and women themselves is not making it better because they don't have a positive figure. You look at Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, all these top performers. They're not preaching women empowerment. The only person who's probably doing that is Beyonce, but she is in her league of her own, and you see why, because she's the only one preaching that. But we need to stop focusing. Women stop focusing on so much getting paid, and men stop focusing so much on getting laid off sexual. Well, women get paid. Let me rephrase that. Get paid, but stop using your bodies to get paid. Stop being so sexual. And men, stop doing the same thing, and then stop trying to get laid, trying to get the check just to get laid. Hey, let me go ahead and I'm going to add my man, Jack Ray, and Sid the Kid, I'm tripping. A kid named Frankie got that on here. I'm too. I got it all mixed up. We ain't got Sid the Kid on here. I wish we did. Nah, we got a kid named Frankie on here. Hey, that's even better than Sid the Kid, nigga. A kid named Frankie.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna come back on, John. Stay by your phone, man. We're gonna be back on. It's With That Mouth Do Lil Ken Up. It's the podcast. You already know what's up. It's With That Mouth Do podcast, man. We back on. Hey, we got the boy. A kid named Frankie and Jack Ray back on. We have my man John back on. Hopefully he comes back on in the middle while we're talking. But we just got John's perspective on the whole topic of money, relationships, women. Hey man, I kind of hopped over to y'all side now. I got the women point of view from. I mean, I always got the women point of view from. I was just really trying to defend my man, so I know how we be out here struggling each and every day, trying to get it for these women, but. It goes both ways. Like I said, it just works in different ways. Hey, my man Tremaine back on. What's up, Tremaine? Or maybe not. Hey, y'all there though, Jack Ray?
Kids? We up.
Oh, y'all there? All right. But yeah, man, I was just basically telling John, I kind of see what y'all were coming from because it works both ways. I was just telling him, I still got this point of view.
I'm on the phone.
I still got this point of view. I look at it, like you said, it's all the same hustle. But I look at it like this, man, overall, not all men,
hello?
Not all men like this, but most men, they're trying to get paid to get laid, and females on the other perspective, they're trying to get laid in order to get paid. So it's all the same hustle, but I feel like it's just different ways they're taking to get it.
Agree.
So yeah, man, I mean, that's anything else y'all got to add on? Because if not, we're about to wrap it up.
Ken.
Nah. I mean, the only thing I didn't get to put my two cents in on was the stuff about the tattoos. I mean, and my only thing with that is...
You said the tattoos. What about the tattoos?
I mean, like when y'all was saying, like, the guy getting the girl's kid tattooed on him. I mean, my only deal with that, I mean, that depends on how much that man loves the kid and how much he loves that girl.
Oh, yeah. I spoke about that on one of my later old podcasts.
Oh, my bad. Then I was wondering why I was listening and saying hello and when being responded to.
Oh, yeah.
My bad. My stuff
was
out.
That was on my old one. Hey, appreciate you. But, yeah, go check out my old podcast. I thought that was trippy, too, because she was real proud of that. And I thought that was kind of weird.
Now, I mean, to that, though, and that's off topic. But, look, we'll talk about that another time. We ain't going to jump off topic.
All right. Go ahead.
I have nothing to say. I mean, today has really been an awesome podcast, in my opinion. Very strong topics, very strong points.
I mean, give a shout out, not everybody, and everybody on right now, but hey, give a shout out to my man John. I'm gonna try to hit up and get up everybody, try to get their platforms, because I don't know if I can get everybody. I don't know if I can get everybody on at the same time in order to do the outro, but hey, I'm gonna go ahead and try to get everybody platforms. But hey, Jack Ray,
kid named
Frankie. Hey, if y'all go ahead, get y'all platforms out. I know you got a new music video out, Jack Ray. Hey, go ahead, put your plug in, man. Get it out there.
Oh, first off, just want to give a huge thank you to my little brother. I can't even call him little, but my brother, Lil Kendo, for giving me the opportunity. And you guys can follow me on social media at Jack Ray GMC, or follow me on SoundCloud at GMC Family. And I just dropped a new visual by the name of Guerrilla Warfare. All you got to do is get on YouTube and type in Guerrilla Warfare, and you should see it come up. If not, just type in Jack Ray GMC Guerrilla Warfare, and it should come up. And I'm going to leave you here with my brother so he can give the last remarks. Well, never mind. Yeah. Hey.
Go ahead, King Frankie, you on?
Man, it was good talking, man. Like, I had a good time on the topics and everything, so I really appreciate it, man. A kid named Frankie, follow me on Instagram at kidfrankie_23. So, I mean, you can holler at me.
Already, you gonna be back on next week, huh? Monday, we do this every Monday, 8 p.m., man.
Hey, man, I'll come back, man. Like, I had fun.
Already, we need you back on, bro. Hey, my, hey. This is my first time meeting, bro. And, bro, hey, you, this nigga killed these topics, bro. Like, real shit, bro. Hey, shout out both of my niggas, Jack Ray, Kid Named Frankie. Hey, man. Oh, also with my man, Jack Ray, man, that's my partner, bro. That's my partner. So, also, if you follow me, if you subscribe to my YouTube, that's Little Ken Up. Hey, the video on there, Guerrilla Warfare by Jack Ray, man. We on there. Go, man. Go like the video, leave your comments, let us know how you like it, what you don't like about anything, bro. Just go watch it, go check it out. If you don't like about it, still leave a comment. That way, my man can know what he got to improve on, work on, or if he just need to say fuck you, you just hating, you feel me? But leave a comment if it's hating, not whatever.
But yeah, like I said, look, my brother, my partner in crime, Lil Kenup, can't wait to do this next Monday.
Oh, yeah, already. Hey. Every Monday, hey, if you ain't on this week, every Monday we do this 8 p.m., man. I get on a little bit earlier, about 20, 15 minutes earlier, just to do the intro. But after that, man, whoever want to come, you can come on. I want you to probably email me before you just hop on. That way it can be more organized. You can email me at Kenup, that's K-E-N-U-P, theass, T-H-E-A-S-S, at gmail.com. Or you can just hit me up on the phone. Don't call me. You can text me at 346-606-0351. Make sure you text me. Don't call me, because if you call me, I don't recognize them, but I'm not picking up. That's not how I run business. If you call me, I'm not going to pick up, but you can text me your name, social media. That way I can hit you up. I can get you on the show next week, and that way we can make it happen. I got people hit me up right now on Instagram trying to get on next week's show. So, and you can hit me up on Instagram too, at Little Kenup. That's L-I-L-K-E-N-U-P. I got people, I got 2-3 people already hit me up trying to get on next week's show. So, hey, man, I ain't going to have more than like 3-4 people on, 3-5 people on at a time, because I don't want it to be super, super chaotic. I want to be, I'm the only one producing this right now, me and my man Jack Ray, so I want to make sure it's cool for us. But hey, man, get on early. Earlier the better, man. So I already got spots filling up, so I probably got like 2 more spots for next week. Like I said, I ain't came up with no topics yet, but as soon as I find out the topics, I'm going to go ahead and drop it. I'm make sure I'm going to drop this within the next 24 to 48 hours, so look for this podcast to be dropping on Wednesday or Thursday, probably even tomorrow, maybe even Tuesday, but the show by Wednesday, Thursday, man. But yeah, man, besides that, it's your boy Lil Kenup. Hey, Jack Way, man, we out this thing.
Oh, my bad.
I wanted to give everybody a chance to go ahead and do the outro. We already got the outro from Jack Ray, Ken Named Frankie. Shout out to them, man. They're going to be back on next week. Hey, who is this? John Tremaine, y'all there?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all both on. Hey, just real quick, I'm gonna go ahead just because I Tremaine, I don't know your name, showing first. I'm gonna let Tremaine go first. Hey, Tremaine, man, give him your social media, give him anything you got going. Hey, plug your song in too, man. Last time, I don't think you did a good enough job plugging your song. My man got a track out. Let him know what's up, Tremaine. We just lost Tremaine. All right, man, I'm gonna get Tremaine information myself, and I'm gonna do a shout out in. I'm gonna let John go ahead. Hey, John, man, let him know what projects you got coming out. I know you're doing your thing out there with the NYU student body. Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all out here, you got your music you doing. Hey, man, let them know what you got going, your social media, what they can look forward to seeing from you, everything, man. Let them know, John.
Yeah, people want to follow my journey in NYC. I post pretty frequently. Follow me on at Scout J, and also my music page. And
spell it out
Instagram.
For them. Spell it out for them so they know.
Yeah, for sure. It's Scout J at Scout J, so it's SCOUTJAY. So you can hit me up there. I also do music, and my Instagram music page is Official J Rosso. It's just Official And then Jay Rosso is J-A-Y-R-O-S-O. So you guys could hit me up. Planning to do a music project release, professionally recorded, and just been doing like random film projects here and there. But yeah, feel free to follow me. Right now I'm at studying at Columbia University, just taking classes here and then returning to NYU in the fall. So feel free to hit me up, guys.
Hey, man, that's my man John right there. Hey, man, y'all show my man some love. He out in NYC in the big market doing big things, man. Out of Houston, Texas, man. Went to the same high school, man. Hey, man, we cut from the same cloth, man. We say, hey, man, that's my boy right here, my brother John, man. Hey, y'all show my man some love. He going to be killing it out there in NYC doing his music thing. Hopefully, next time he out here in Houston, we can link up, do a project, looking to release and get all my feet and start doing a lot of things. But yeah, man, it's your boy John. That's that boy. Make sure y'all follow, bro. Dude. Go ahead.
Thanks, my man. I just can't wait to be back in H-Town, whether visiting, you know, because family and friends are still there. And, you know, H-Town, hold it down, still my hometown. So,
hey, yeah, when you come out here, make sure you hit me up. I know you got your thing. Make sure you handle your family, you do your thing. But, hey, come handle a little business with you. I know you're going to be home partying. Come handle a little business with you, boy. We can link up and do something fun as well. But, handle, we got to... I want to link up with you. I want to do some projects with you, man. You very talented young man. You got a good head on your shoulders. You moving forward, and you're gonna be doing big things. I want to work with people that's doing big things, man. And you one of the people. So hey, make sure you hit me up when you come out here. Y'all make sure y'all fuck with the kid, man. If y'all don't fuck with John, man, I don't fuck with you for real. It's my brother. It's my man, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow him, Scout J on Instagram, man. Keep up to date, cause he always doing something popping, bro. If you in NYC, man, go. Fuck with the kid. If you got a camera, if you're doing your music thing, if you need a feature, go hit my man up. He's killing on that mic. That boy can sing his ass off, boy. Go fuck with my man. But hey, man, I'm come up. I'm gonna do one more last outro for my man Tremaine. Then we out of here for the week. Like I said, we be back next week. You gonna be back on next week, John?
Yeah, man. Call me whenever, man.
Hey, 8 p.m. man. You already know 8 p.m. That's 9 p.m. your time. Eastern time. That's 9 p.m. If you on his time zone, that's 9 p.m. But you know what? I'm working over here in the Central Time, Texas. He's from Texas. We 8 p.m. But hey, man, it's good having you on, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, bro.
All right, man. Take care, bro. And count up the hustle, man.
You too. Hey, man. Say, man. It's your boy, Lil Ken Up, man. Signing out here, man. I couldn't get in contact with my main man, Tremaine. But hey, man, y'all make sure y'all follow him on Instagram at @trill.nye_. Again, that's at on Instagram at @trill.nye_. My man, real funny, bro. I mean, I need to get on stage and do some type of comedy act. He said he been before, but that nigga said he kind of bombed or whatever. But hey, that man real funny on the Instagram. He real funny on Snapchat. I don't got a Snapchat information, but hit him up on Instagram. Comment on his pictures. I'm pretty sure he's more than happy to give you his Instagram. Actually, his Snapchat information is on his bio. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Snapchat, T_DEGRATE13. Hey, that man real funny on Snapchat. That man is hilarious, bro. Make sure you follow him. Hit him up. That's my main man, Tremaine. He do music, too. Got one song. I don't know the name of the song, but y'all follow my boy. But hey, man, say, man, we got a special guest in the studio, man. My main show off just pulled up, man. Hey, man, what's up?
What's good, ladies and gents?
Yeah.
Y'all good tonight?
Yeah, man.
What it do? Out here just, you know, living life, making it happen. Fuck a talk, nothing but actions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's my man. Hey, that's my man Show Off, man. Told y'all, man, we about to hit the End Zone Sports Bar right now, man. We're going to hit his karaoke night, so we're just going to be vibing, having a good time. You can come out, chill with us, man. It's on Westheimer, Richmond Road. We're going to be there, man, having a good time, feeling great vibes, man. So if you can't come tonight, man, we're going to be there every Monday night. We're going to go around, we go around 10, 11 o'clock every Monday night. We're going to be there every Monday, man. So if you go there and you ain't, hey, man, we'll Show Off and we'll Lil Ken Up at. Hey, they're going to tell you, hey, they coming. They coming. They here every week. They coming. But, hey, man, my man Show Off also, man,
If you free Tuesdays nights, man, we're going to be up at the Improv Houston. Improv Houston, that's off Katy Freeway, man. Improv Houston at the Marquee Center. We're going to be there every Tuesday night at 6, but to around 6:30, 7 p.m., man. We're going to be there every night. Open mic night, my man. Show off, going to hit the stage.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out there, man. We're going to be recording outside. All the recording I'm doing for my YouTube is going to be outside. So if you want to get on camera, you want to get on YouTube, we're going to be outside. My man Show Off is going to be hosting the show outside. He's going to be hitting the stage inside. So you got to come out. Tickets are free. It's free, man. So come out, drink, have a great time with us, laugh, man. My man Show Off going to kill the stage. He's going to be outside. We're going to be on YouTube as well, man. Don't forget, if you want to see, if you can't make it out there, man, subscribe to our YouTube, man. That's Lil Kenup. That's LilKenup. You subscribe and you'll be able to watch everything that we did that night. You won't be able to watch the set. In order for you to watch my man hit the stage, you got to come in person. But hey, if you want to watch the show, we're going to be having the web series outside. We're going to be asking the same, well, not the same questions, but we're going to be going over the same topics that we did today on the podcast. And we're going to be doing it there live with comedians. So it's going to be fucking hilarious, man. My man Show Off, he's going to be hosting. Like I said, he's going to be hitting the stage, everything, man. But hey, don't forget, July 29th, man, at the Satellite Bar in Houston, Texas. That's 6922 Harrisburg Boulevard. We're going to be there. We're going to have your hottest female DJs in the place to be, man. They're going to be playing R&B all night long. So come and get your grown and sexy on. Like I said, it's going to be the hottest female DJs in Houston, bro. They all going to be there July 29th. I think doors open at 4 p.m. It's from 4 to 8 or 4 to 9. I got to make sure to get the details on that. But I know doors open at 4, so come and get your grown and sexy, and we're going to be there all night. Again, that's July 29th at the Satellite Bar in Houston, Texas, 6922 Harrisburg Boulevard. Be there. Me, my man Jack Ray, who was on the podcast, going to be there. Lil Kenup going to be there. My man Show Off. We all going to be there in the place to be, getting our grown and sexy on, feeling the R&B, man, the hottest DJs in Houston. These the greatest female DJs in Houston, bro. But, hey, man, besides that, me and my man Show Off, we about to hit the End Zone Sports Bar. We there every Monday night, man, 10 a.m. Hey, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, like my Facebook page, and also subscribe to the YouTube channel. All of those are the same name, Lil Kenup, L-I-L-K-E-N-U-P. Like I said, subscribe, like, follow. Subscribe, like, follow. Lil Kenup, L-I-L-K-E-N-U-P, man. I'm here with my host.
Yeah, yeah.
My boy, Show Off.
Yeah. Y'all show your love, spread your love. Make sure you come out and check your boys out. Yeah.
Hey, man, like I said, we're going to be there every Monday night. We at the End Zone Sports Bar. That's between Westheimer and Richmond Road, right there in the corner. It's a gas station right next to it. It's the End Zone Sports Bar. We there every night around 10, 11 o'clock is when we show up. But, hey, the doors open at 8. Come show your love. It's karaoke night. Come get a drink. Do some karaoke. Have a great time. And then on Tuesday's night, like I said, we at the Improv Comedy Club. It's right there at the Marquee, right off I-10, going east, going downtown, west. If you're coming from downtown, hey, man, we right there, right off the freeway. As soon as you look to your, if you're going from downtown, look to your left. If you're coming to downtown, if you're coming from downtown, it's on your right. If you're going to downtown, it's on your left, man. But it's going to be right there, the Improv Comedy Club. We there every night. On Tuesday night, 6:30, around 6:30, 7 o'clock, we're going to be there recording for our new web series. My man Show Off, the host.
Yeah, yeah.
He also going to be hitting the stage, doing his own little comedy set. And also, don't forget, July 29th, man, it's the place to be, man. The hottest female DJs in the Houston area playing R&B all night long. Come get your grown and sexy on, man. Tickets are going fast, and so make sure you get your tickets, man. I'm going to be posting all the information on my Instagram, so follow me if you want more information. Again, that's at Lil Kenup. L-I-L-K-N-U-P. But other than that, man, this is What That Mouth Do Podcast. I'm here with my man Show Off signing out. We about to go hit the place to be, man. We about to go hit the scene, go crazy. I'm going to be getting my camera. We're going to be recording, having a blast, man. It's your boy Lil Kenup. I'm gone.